up, everybody? It's Friday, the Pre-Brawl Friday show, the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, coming to you with episode 24, what I like to call the Tallboy episode. Not that 22 crap from a couple visits ago. What's up, Swags? You ready for Friday? Man?
I am. I like the Free-for-All Friday show. You know that. So.
Yep. Especially on the Tallboy edition. Heck yeah. Got your 22 crap.
So we are on a time budget, guys. So we're going to probably just break right into this, if that's okay with Two Drink.
Yep. Let's do it.
So I'm going to go through quickly. I will go through the players we picked for last week's Free-for-All Friday. I'm just going to go through. I think I've got the top 10 down here from that. And then we're going to jump into some players that could maybe help you down the line. Again, you know, not necessarily this week that we want you to start. Maybe some of them, but some guys you can pick up now that waivers are cleared. You know, we're through Thursday on to Friday. Some of these guys have low percentage ownership, and we really feel that they could help you maybe week 8, maybe week 9, maybe even this week, but definitely maybe in the playoffs. So,
right. Remember, you got Lions and Texans on the bye this week. So maybe some places you got to fill in.
Yep, you got it.
What you got?
All right, so week 6, well, the big guy for week 6 off of our Free For All Friday show was Marvin Jones with 21 points in PPR. That's your boy.
That's your boy?
Yeah, I feel great about him going forward, you know, especially if Tate misses a little bit more time. I don't know, I like it. I know you like it. I don't need to say much about that, right?
Nope, and going into the bye, so people are probably forgetting about him. If you don't need to start one this week, sneaky grab. I like it.
Yep, definitely. Matt Forte had 15 points. He outperformed McGuire. We had actually been a little bit higher on McGuire. We were kind of putting a little bit of shade on Forte, but, I mean, he showed up.
Especially me.
Like we've been talking about, you know, he's the starting running back. He took that job. He put up some points.
That's fine. Yep.
For everything that teams have needed and all that's been done, Marquise Lee is still on this list. He's still under 50% owned. We mentioned on our last show when we were talking about the teams, he plays the Colts this week. Marcus Lee got 15 points last week, his best game of the year in PPR. He had 10 targets, caught 5 of them. I don't know. I think you should pick up Marquise Lee. I take it really seriously. I am concerned. If you can't pick him up and you don't have a spot, don't worry about it because he's got that week 8 bye. You could probably get him again next week. He'll probably be on this show. So. But
he's one of the ones that you could start this week, though, and feel fine with.
Yeah, definitely. Great matchup. Marquise Lee.
Yeah, of course.
Kenny Stills had 14 points with Parker out. Whatever.
If Parker's out, it's an interesting dynamic because you can go grab him on Sunday before your games and put him in if you need.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then Sam Ajay had 13 points with Kelly out. Dante Moncrief had 11 points, outperformed his T.Y. Hilton. Jermaine Kearse had 11 points. Austin Hooper had 11 points. Riddick had 9. And my favorite one on the list, Josh Doctson, had 8 points. Dude, I was so excited, though, because that happened so early. And I know we talk a lot, so you heard how excited I was. Dude, I thought it was the end of the world shit. Like, he had that so early. I'm like, oh, my God. And he hasn't even had his long bomb yet. But that was it. That was it. But
it's all right. Maybe they see him give some more targets moving forward. That being said, he's starting to produce with limited targets. So
yeah,
I'll get some more, and you're gonna feel better about it.
And you brought up this point too on one of our last shows, like the percentage to what the other two wide receivers are owned versus Doctson is ridiculous. Doctson is, I don't know, go grab him. He's my favorite wide receiver on that team.
I'd say at worst, their percentages should all be about the same.
Yeah.
And it's nothing close to that.
Yep, so. I would agree with that. And even on namesake alone, I would understand if Pryor had like 10% more ownership. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I would understand it. But where they're at now, it's crazy. Like
80% difference.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, so with all that said, I'm going to jump into some of the guys we think you can get and help you
this week
down the way. Yeah. First one on my list is Rob Kelly. He's coming off injury. We talked about him yesterday a little bit too. I think he's going to get the workload there. There's some teams that could really use a guy like Rob Kelly if he starts getting the load that I feel he can carry. So go get some Rob Kelly. Anything on Rob Kelly for you? Just keep it moving.
I mean, it's a Monday night game. I think people are still kind of scared with him coming off the bye, and then we're still not really sure on the rib, so that's probably why he's there. But if you got an open spot, he's definitely worth the grab. I don't mind that. I think we talked about on the previous show that once he's back, it's his. You know, Samaje got his chance, didn't really shine. Probably see him going back to just a handful of carries in the game, and it's the Rob Kelly show. So
yep, exactly.
As much as I don't want to say that, you know, agree with you on that because I was ready for Samaje to take off, I'm with you.
Oh, so am I.
It's but, Kelly's. Yep. If he's there, grab him.
Yep. And for those who are new to the Free For All Friday show, we're not saying to start Rob Kelly this week. We're saying that he's free and that he could help you down the line. And then if he does show up on Monday, you don't have to put a waiver in for him week 8. He's already yours. He's free.
Yeah, he's a $0 or $1 fab grab right now where yep. I think after Monday night's game, it's that newest game or that last game everybody sees going into the waivers. He's through his bye. You probably have to pay $10, $15, $20 for him
you
in
got
just
it.
A few days. Get him for free today.
And there are some stud running backs on bye week 8. So, I mean, he could be a great guy to own.
Exactly.
Nelson Agholor I have on the list. We talked about him yep. a little bit. He's been showing up.
Receiver 2 in Philly.
Yep. Matt Forte shows up on this list again. I know we just talked about him. Don't need to say much about it. John Brown. Go get some John Brown. There's no reason yeah. John Brown should be on this list. And I'm low on John Brown, but I'm still kind of like, why? You know what I mean?
And it's just the injury risk with him. I mean, you can say that about most, but we've seen it more with him.
Yep.
I think we mentioned last time, if John Brown is healthy and playing in the game, he should probably find a way to get to your flex spot, you know, wide receiver 3, something like that on your team.
Yep.
Touchdown in every game that he's played, you know, since he's come back. I doubt that continues, but Palmer is looking his way. Yep. Yeah, I like that.
Gio Bernard out of the bye week. I think he'll get some passes still in that game. I like Bernard. I don't like him like I like Mixon, but I think he's going to be a viable target for that team. So
PPR, you can probably do worse, like you said. That's probably a good grab for now where you can move him into your lineup week 8 when yep. you're dealing with bunches of space.
Yep, through the bye week. Then we got Dante Moncrief. Hopefully sometime Hilton comes back this year. Moncrief has even showed up without Hilton now. I don't want to play him this week, but go grab some Dante Moncrief. Austin Hooper. I'm surprised Austin Hooper's ownership is so low still as well, but
I think that just comes down to the fact that maybe more people play in 10-man leagues, 12-man leagues, and maybe I think Hooper's probably a deeper play. But look at it week in, week out. Hooper's going to finish inside that tight end 12 mark. So even in 12-team leagues, he needs to be owned.
Yep, so definitely.
I'm with you.
And then Marquise Lee and Allen Hurns, both on this list. Don't need to talk much about them. I prefer Lee. I think you do.
Yep. And against Indy this week, so Lee is a viable starter this week out of this list.
Yeah.
The one I feel most comfortable
I'll be
about.
Starting him. And you can start both those guys almost, but I'm starting Lee this week.
Yeah.
Yep. Next one on the list is Darkwa. He's a starting running back as of now. The only thing that could happen to take that job away is if Paul Perkins comes back and they want him to have the job or cut into it. But as of now, it's Darkwa's. And I don't even know
if
they
Perkins is out this week.
Yeah, so. But I'm saying even moving forward. Yeah. If the team decides to switch a different direction, that should be the only other thing that concern you. Other than that, like Dark was the starting running back. So, and then they're out week 8 too. So if you're not feeling good about it, maybe just let him sit there and see what happens. But
going against Seattle this week, I think he has a decent game this week. So I'm not against, you know, picking him up and actually playing him if you need to. But like you said, they're on a bye next week and maybe people see that, well, Perkins will be back too, so who knows, and he can kind of sit there, pick him up when he's free.
Yeah, I agree. And then Alex Collins, we've talked a lot about Alex Collins, guys, so you know how we feel about him. He shouldn't be on I can see why he's on this list, but he's somebody that we really do think you can pick up and help you down the road. Hopefully he keeps getting a few more target shares. His yards per carry is nice. I'm not a big Buck Allen guy. They seem to like him, but
like you said, that's a long-term play. I don't feel good about it this week, Minnesota, but I do want to see it continue to trend his way. And maybe, you know, maybe fantasy playoffs are closer to that. You can start to lean on Collins a little bit.
Yep. And then the next guy on the list is Jamaal Charles. I don't think you like him, but I think you're starting to agree with me.
You're rubbing off a little bit. I don't know how far else I'll go.
But I mean, he hasn't done horrible. You know, he's getting a decent workload there with Anderson. Anderson doesn't have the job that a lot of people thought he was going to have. I mean, he's the lead back there, but Charles has cut into that all year.
True. Booker kind of coming back and being part of that kind of takes a little bit of that, you know, topness away from Charles and CJ Anderson to me. So maybe that's it. Now there's three cooks in that kitchen.
Did you just find a new excuse to not like Jamal Charles?
Maybe.
I like it, though. I mean, it makes sense, but it was kind of messed up.
Anything I can do, throw a little more shade and hate at it.
All right. Next guy is Corey Davis, my boy. He's out this week. Then he has a bye week. We won't be able to see what Corey does till week 9 if he plays. But I think he plays by then out of the bye week. But he's somebody that right now teams that have owned him and held on to him a while have already dropped him. He's starting to become more available. I do think that Corey Davis is the kind of player that may be able to help you down the road into week 13. I don't know. How do you feel about Corey Davis?
I don't mind it, especially in redraft, the way you're saying, like, we won't see it this week. They're on by next week, so chances are he's for free the next, I don't know, probably the next 4 or 5 shows at least that you hear from us.
Yeah.
But I definitely like it moving forward. I'm going to switch it up just a little bit on you, dynasty-wise. Can you get Corey Davis for a second right now, or people just know I spent, you know, that some people spent 101 on Corey Davis, other people at least by that top 105, you know, somewhere in that range.
I would not.
But he's
not
played at all and still hasn't played for a few weeks. 2 seconds?
I would not.
Scott, do you do it for a first? Just any random first?
No, an early one.
If you know it's an early one, you might do it?
Yeah. I mean, here's my thing. This is how I look at dynasty draft picks. If Corey Davis was in next year's rookie draft, where would you draft him?
Sure.
Would you draft him in the second round?
Nope, he's probably in the top 3-4 spot still.
Yeah, so that's how I look at it. So that's what I want back. Now, if you are a Corey Davis owner, maybe you're a contender. The only reason I'd want to trade him is if I can go get somebody that's going to help me push the limit this year. But other than that, I mean, I think he's a hold in Dynasty.
Dotson in a second for Corey Davis.
I still want Corey Davis. Okay, that's close, dude. That's really close. That's close. I stubbornly said Corey Davis.
Looking at some of our notes here, I was just wondering. I get it. I mean, I'm with you there too. I was just kind of maybe seeing where your line is.
Yep. I see your points though, but I think that's if you're a contender and you own Corey Davis, that you could maybe make a move for some healthy players that can help you more this year than Corey Davis will, but. I think he's.
Well, shit, I would say if I'm a contender and I've been sitting on Corey Davis, he hasn't hurt me yet, so I might as well hold him. You know what I mean? Because I feel like he's going to run at the end of this season and only be up from there. So if I'm a contender and I got Corey Davis, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I'd probably ask for a lot more. You know what I mean?
Yep. That's a good point. Then I added Kenny Golladay to our Free for All Friday show. He's got a week 7 bye. I think he'll be back week 8. Hopefully. Yep. I think Tate will still be out. I think Tate's probably out at least, I'm going to say 2 to 4 weeks, give or take, on both sides.
Yeah. I'd say at least 2 games. So not counting the bye, I think you're going to get at least 2 games Tateless.
So you'll have Kenny Golladay out there with Marvin Jones, and I think Kenny Golladay could really get some targets.
Yep.
Yeah.
Totally. Totally agree there. And I think I mentioned last show or show before with that happening, I almost feel like Golladay will outperform Marvin Jones in those Golden Tateless games.
That'd be nice.
Just because of defensive coverage and stuff like that.
Yep.
So Golladay might be a hold. You know, grab him if he's on your waivers. Let him play a game or two. And on that big game, sell him. Because when Tate comes back, I think he goes back to being, almost irrelevant.
Yep.
I mean, that's not mean, but catch in, especially on a waiver guy you're just picking up.
Yeah, and I mean, Yahoo Leagues.
That is a lotto ticket.
Yahoo Leagues, remember that if there's somebody that's on your bench that does crappy that you don't like or that gets hurt, you can drop him still and pick up Kenny Golladay because Kenny Golladay will be a free agent all weekend, and Yahoo doesn't lock those guys on your bench. So that's a move you can do all weekend and still play Free for All Friday. Nice. I still have Matt Breda on the list. How are you feeling about that?
Yep. I picked up Breda even last week in a few leagues that I saw him come available or I finally had some spots come open. He's at least getting an equal workload to Hyde. So even for those thinking that Hyde's going to be showcased because they want to ship him out, I don't necessarily know that I believe that. But regardless, if that's the case, Breda's still getting an equal amount of work. And now we got Beathard back there. So I don't mind Breda moving forward. That's another one that's kind of like Corey Davis, though, to me in a different way, where that's my long-term play. That's my end of the season where, you know, something happens and, you know, Breda's just sitting on my bench and I'm like, oh, hell yeah. Like, this just happened. I can't start, you know, X player anymore because he got hurt. And now I'm getting Breda instead of that, you know, that guy's handcuff.
I'll take a second for Breda.
Take a second for Breda right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that kind of makes sense, especially for you because as running back heavy as you are. Yeah, I guess it would depend
on the team that I have.
Okay, sure.
I don't generally trade for picks on my winning teams. Like,
no, I get you. I would hate to trade Breda to that team that's, you know, a solid contender or what, you know, you look at their team and feel like, yeah, they're definitely going to make a decent playoff run. Because then I'm trading Breda for pick, say, 20 to 24.
Yeah, that's a good point. Somewhere in there. That's a good point.
I'm going to almost rather hold on to Breda and see what happens to Hyde in the offseason and feel like I got an RB1 going forward. So it's team dependent. I get it.
My boy, you know, Jordan Matthews is the next guy on the list. Jordan Matthews.
When are we going to see him, dude?
I think he's going to be back soon. He's already practicing.
Yeah.
It was a small surgery. I mean, I know it still has to heal up and whatnot, but he'll be back soon.
Yeah. Right? Love to see him against Tampa this week, especially for Tyrod.
Yeah, definitely. But, and I agree with you, though, as to what you said on our next show. I don't think he's going to play this week, but I think it's right around the corner, though.
But that's why you can get him for free right now.
Yep.
Don't wait until next week when, oh yeah, he's going to play this coming week and you find out and then you're you know, using a waiver priority or a decent amount.
Absolutely.
$0 guys right now.
Have absolutely. Free Friday coming in. Do it now, yeah, just like in that. Case he plays on Sunday, really, you know? I mean,
true.
It's true. Probably he's won't happen. There. No but, problem. Yep. Don't wait till next week when everybody's throwing in waivers, because next week people will be a little bit more hip to him.
And we still got a couple of weeks without Clay, I'm thinking. So, you know, even if Matthews wasn't the first wide receiving option with Clay being there, Clay's not there for a few weeks. I mean, if you're Tyrod, do you want to throw the Nick O'Leary or Jordan Matthews? Come on.
Jordan Matthews.
Thank you, Tyrod.
Kind of. That was a tough one. Damn it. That was one of your questions.
I know. Well, you're asking me, so sweet.
Your boy, Mike Williams. What you think off his one target or one catch?
It's Denver this week, so that's probably why you can still go get him for free. I'll stick to my guns, and I'll still take him over Travis Benjamin and Tyrell Williams even this week. And I still think he'll be limited coming in, but I think when Mike Williams is in, he's going to see the ball. So I don't love it this week, but I love it as a stash.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I love it as a grab to put on my team.
I think that he and Corey Davis can both be those kind of wide receivers that are going to help you out in a few weeks.
No, I agree. I definitely agree. And I might look to see if I can't grab Mike Williams in a few more places. You know, Dynasty is a little bit harder because people still pin a decent pick for him and haven't really seen it yet. So I don't want to move off of it, but I'm still going to try.
Yep.
You know, in almost Dynasties, I've been waiting on it. Shit, I might leave him in my lineup again.
Ooh.
I know it's Denver. And then I bet he stays in at least one lineup of mine.
Got my boy Josh Doxson next on the list. Everybody knows how I feel about Doxson by now, so I don't have to say a lot. Marlon Mack, I believe in him still to help you down the road. I don't believe I could see Marlon Mack helping you more week 13 through 16 than Frank Gore.
Correct. Yeah, I get that. Turd Ferguson broke his arm, elbow, some shit crazy. I saw that hit. That looked bad. That was almost as bad as Hayward's ankle last night. I don't know if you saw that too, but oof. Yeah, so that definitely helps Mac. I like that play, like you said, down the road. Even if Gore stays healthy, you know, flex PPR at the end with Luck coming back. Matt can be very fun.
Yeah. Then Tyler Lockett, his ownership's almost offensive for what he's doing. A lot of that had to do with his bye week, yeah. I'm sure, too. But Tyler Lockett's been showing up, so definitely go get some Tyler Lockett. And then this one, I think, yep. is done okay, and I think he's kind of forgotten about also because of his bye week, and he's just not that flashy of a name and probably never will be, but Tyler Croft, he could still help you out down the way in some deeper leagues and through some tight end bye weeks here.
Yeah, I don't know if it's just the newness of that name. You know, he had two touchdowns in that first game. Like you said, they're coming off the bye. I feel like he's the guy moving forward.
Yep.
There, at least the rest of this season. So I don't mind that. I definitely picked up Croft in a few leagues. I think I even dropped Fleener for Croft moving forward. Ooh, both wow. through the bye. And you know, I don't, you know what I mean? That's a little different for me.
That's a bold move.
I don't like to have the same guy in like every single one of my teams. And I end up, you know, this year I have a lot of Lamar Miller, a lot of Abdullah, and a lot of Fleener, just in how like some of those teams work. So I look to diversify just a little bit. So in that spot, I was like, you know what? They're both there. We talk about Fleener all the time. And coming off that dud game, I think I could still go grab him if I want to, even if that's a decent game. But the upside of Croft being that number two option in Cincy for Dalton, especially in the red zone.
Yep.
I'll take that upside play. It's a tight end, you know what I mean? Like, I don't mean it to sound so much, you know, less trivial than the rest of them, but I'll take the couple red zone targets that I'm going to get from Croft basically every week, I think, moving forward now.
Yeah.
Over some of those other plays.
And so the last player on the list is Juju Smith-Schuster. Guess what his ownership is in ESPN?
I believe the other day I had it at 14% in Yahoo. So that's been a few days. I'm going to say 20.
1.7.
What the shit?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll verify
maybe,
that.
Super yeah, maybe quick, Yahoo right? has some, maybe Yahoo has some deeper leagues in. You know what I mean? For his percentage to be that much higher. And Yahoo over ESPN, that's crazy to me.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN plays way more 10-team leagues, you know what I mean? Wow.
Well, usually, though, my ESPN leagues, we have... let's see here.
That's just crazy. We've talked about him out-stapping Bryant and everything. Like, Juju's getting the work.
It's 7%, my bad. His start percentage was 1.7. My bad. So his start percentage gotcha. Was 1.7%, I mean, and his ownership is 7%.
Seven. Yeah. So still, yeah. No, I like that. That's definitely one to grab. I like it.
And he's wide receiver 51 in ESPN scoring. He's with PPR. So, I mean, he's not even – he's still – you know what I mean? He could be throwing in some flex spots. Easy.
Yeah, I mean, that's you know, right around that fringe wide receiver 4 or 5 in some leagues that have, you know, I play in plenty that are start 3 wide receivers and have like 2 or 3 flexes, you know, in some of those bigger ones. So
yep.
Juju should make plenty of those lineups. You know what I mean? I doubt you have that many better options than him. So I like that one, and he's still a free guy.
You,
I bet
you
he's still
me?
A free guy for a few more weeks. What's that?
Did you mean me? Like, I probably don't have any better options?
Probably.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah, I know, right?
Maybe all right.
I get one right. So how that's your feeling? Free for all Friday, guys. I like it. I like it. I don't know. I had some help me, guys. I think I'm going to hit just like maybe 2 of them. I wrote a few down, but I feel like I got a few minutes. So I'd like to get one before we get 2 minutes. Are you cool with that?
I guess.
All right, 2, real quick. help me. All right, I got Sammy Watkins going against Arizona, or I got Amendola versus Atlanta. Full PPR.
Ah, dude, you're going to do this to me.
I know, right?
Huh. I'm going to take Watkins, dude.
I'm doing it to me.
Ah, dude, yeah. I don't know if I want to do that then. Man, I'd rather fuck up my lineup than yours unless you're playing me.
No, this is actually mine, full PPR. And this is some weird scoring where it's full PPR, but you only get like... 1 point for the first, like, it's like 1 point every 25 yards for a receiver. So it's, you know what I mean? It's a weird variation of PPR. Yeah.
Then I'm going to go Watkins and just hope he gets you some big plays.
One big play.
Yeah.
And see that the way that scoring version goes makes me lean Amendola because I almost feel confident even with Gronk playing, Amendola is going to catch more balls than Watkins.
Or if he does, you know, like, they will be that bigger play, maybe. You mean? Or,
no, I mean, like, Amendola could have a 4 for 25, you know, game. That's 4 points, or yeah, you know, maybe max 5 at that point. Watkins could have 1 for 30, or, you know, 1 for 45 points. Well, that's only 2 points in this league. You know, oh, what I mean? How crazy huh. that?
Yeah, that is crazy. That ends up. That is so crazy. All right, we'll go ambulance. We'll go ambulance Dola.
I got you to say it. All right, real quick on the defensive streaming side here. Titans versus the Browns or Dolphins at the Jets?
Titans. That's my stream of the week, I think.
I like that. Yep, I like that. Even coming off an Andy game that they didn't play that great. Half point PPR, Forte at Miami or Geo at Pittsburgh?
Forte.
Oh, I'm going to have to find something else. I'm not fucking playing that. All right. half point PPR. I got Nelson Aguilar versus
Washington. Put it up on Twitter, dude. See what happens.
Forte and Geo? Yeah. Okay, fair enough. That'll be the one I let everybody, the community decides my league that.
There you go.
You know, that start. Forte at Miami or Geo at Pittsburgh. So if you're listening, go find that. All right, Nelson Aguilar at Washington or versus Washington, Cooper Kupp versus the Cards, or Richardson, Paul Richardson at the Giants, half point PPR.
Aguilar.
I want to start Kupp so bad.
I know you do.
I feel like Kupp has that good game against the secondary.
I know you do. I'm rubbing your back right now, trying to talk you out of it.
No, I'm gonna put that one up on Twitter too. I don't trust you. All right, full PPR here. Last one. Your boy Henry at Cleveland. Got to start him against the Browns, right? Or is it Kamara at Green Bay? Ooh. Full PPR. This is one of my dynasty teams. I'll let you pick this one.
All right. It's on you. That's a tough one. Okay, I own both those players in a team, and I have to put one in flex as well. And as of today, I have Kamara in. As of today. So that's going to be my answer today. But you and I might revisit this one because it's kind of messing me up to sit Henry off that huge game. If I would have had Henry in all the teams that I lost last week, I would have won.
No, I hear you. I remember you telling me that too. You know what sounds crazy? You say you currently have Kamara right now. I currently have Henry in.
Do you?
That's a flip-flop for me and you. That's funky. So that's kind of funny there.
Yeah. It's tough, man.
All right, I'm gonna do one more. And we'll get out of here. I know I keep saying that, but so Goff versus the Cards, because obviously I'm highly invested in the Rams, as we see here across many teams, or Tyrod Taylor versus Tampa.
Taylor.
I like that. Now, in order for me to go, Taylor's on the waiver. I would have to drop, either Big Ben at versus Cincy or Rivers versus Denver. Would you drop either one of those for Tyrod Taylor for the rest of the season? I know you don't like Big Ben.
Dude, I really would drop Big Ben. I don't want those floor games anymore. And right, so I don't know. Maybe you're asking the wrong person.
No, I get it. So let's take Ben out of that. Would you drop Phillip Rivers?
For Taylor?
For rest of the season. Yeah, for Taylor.
No. That's tough, though. It's close, dude. But I don't think
so. Okay. All right, so take those out of there. So you're going to play Rivers versus Denver over Big Ben versus Cincy then for me on that team?
Can we go back to Taylor?
Man, I guess I'm dropping Big Ben for Taylor, huh? All right, fair enough. I wanted to move through those real quick. Those are all the...
Those were tough ones this week, dude. Those were some tough ones.
It's getting tougher, dude. We're at the halfway point, or, you know, coming into just past the halfway point for the fantasy, you know, fantasy regular season here. So shit's starting to matter a little bit more. If you're in there, if you're one of those 3-3 teams or... You know, 2-4, 4-2s, anywhere in that mix. You're still fine. You're still in it, but get your shit together.
Why don't you tell them a little bit about Toys for Tots before we get into the 2-minute breakdown?
I like that. So, Break from the Grind, you know, did a Toys for Tots drive with Clock Dodgers and the Fantasy Life OGs podcast last year on the Fantasy Life app and raised right around $1,000. So, this year we have joined forces with them kind of in place in the Fantasy Life OGs. Rest in peace, y'all. we we're taking over for them, jumping in, and I know Dr. Mill from Break From The Grind's goal is 1,001. That would be awesome. I'd love to beat last year and you know, say that we were part of, you know, raising even more money. I think we can do better with that. I think from the reach from all three of these podcasts, plus the help from Fantasy Life app, you know, everybody like that, I think we can crush that and really get some kids some toys. We're doing it down in West Palm Beach, so a lot of families down there affected from Irma and some other, you know, situations down there going on. So really like to help. I can't wait to go down there. I'm actually gonna go down there and be part of the toy buying experience.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So that's gonna be fun.
And guys, they'll send pictures.
Yep. They got a whole bunch of toys last year, found some awesome deals, and we're able to get a whole bunch of toys and help a bunch of kids out. So I mean, it's that time, you know what I mean? It's the holiday time. We're not asking you to give $1,000, although that would be amazing. Give a dollar, give five. If you want to give $10, you get entered into a raffle in these next 2 weeks, I believe, for a signed Le'Veon Bell mini helmet from Pristine Auctions. So you know that shit is legit. And I think we'll have some more stuff after that. So not only are you giving to help a great cause, but you might win some awesome shit coming back. So get on there. We got it pinned everywhere. It's a Toys for Tot drive. It's the second annual Fantasy Life app Toys for Tot drive. It is Break From The Grind podcast. It is the Clock Dodgers podcast. And it is us, the Fantasy Football Breakdown podcast. Come help a great cause. Be a part of it.
Awesome.
All right. On that note.
Get your timer breakdown. Ready.
I'm ready, dude.
All right.
I'm born ready. That always sounds so weird when people say that.
All right. Born for this. On this note, or on that note, this and that.
And now, your 2-minute breakdown.
Do you think that Zeke serves time for his suspension this year?
No.
Hardest person to trade with?
Neil.
is there such a thing as a stupid question?
Yes.
DeMarco There's or many Lynch? Stupid questions. Rest of season.
It's DeMarco, and you're leaning that way too.
Do you own a bicycle?
No.
That was the hardest question I've asked so far. Okay.
I have to think a little.
Kamara or Duke Johnson, rest of season?
Kamara, but I think that's a good one.
Did you ask your wife on the first date, or did she ask you?
I asked my wife.
Bungee jump or skydive?
Fucking neither, man. I mean, skydive, I guess, if I have to pick. That seems weird that I don't like neither and then I want skydiving.
That's okay. a weird food combination that you really enjoy.
Ooh, come back to that. I gotta think.
Top 5 current tight ends in fantasy.
Fucking shit, really? Gronk, Kelsey... Ertz is in there. Ertz is probably, I'm probably move Ertz 2 in front of Kelsey. Fucking, there's 3. Move on. Graham Uber.
Patriots running back you want to own?
Just one. Lewis Gillisley. I think it's Gilly. If I have to pick one.
Episode 24, an NBA player that is had the number 24. Who do you think of?
Fuck.
Antonio Cody. McDice. That's my boy.
Kobe, I guess. Oh, timer. How many we get? We got a couple more.
That was the last one, but you have to go. Shit. We got to go back to.
What was it?
The weird food.
All right, weird food I enjoy.
Weird food combination.
Weird food combination.
Here, I'll give you mine, dude.
What's yours?
Peanut butter and onion sandwich.
Peanut butter and onion sandwich? Like, you grill the onions?
No, that might be good, though. Caramelize them a little bit. But no, just nice crisp onion on some peanut butter. Oh, man. Oof. Try that, dude. Do you like onions?
I would do grilled onions, you know, like some sweet Vidalia onions. Sure. Grill them up. I think that would be fine. We do onion pudding down here for Thanksgiving, so I'm not opposed to the idea that. Of what you're talking about.
So you like onions?
I don't mind onions, that's for sure. Definitely cooked more than raw.
Try it for me.
It's gonna sound maybe. We'll see.
Dude, you know how close the trash is going to be? It's a slice of bread, some peanut butter, and some freaking onions. It's going to cost you 33 cents.
I mean, I have all those options right now. I'm not fucking doing it.
Maybe at some point. You'll like it.
I'm trying to think, man. I mean, I like eggs and hot sauce, but that's not really that weird.
Nope.
Most people, a lot of people like mayonnaise. I'll have fucking mayonnaise on anything. Mayonnaise and french fries. Do that shit up. Mm. Mayonnaise on a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that wins. You got it. You got it. I'll give you that.
Sounds gross. All right, fair enough. I can stump.
And I don't mind mayonnaise, dude, but on my french fries? No.
Hot dog? Do you do mayonnaise on hot dog?
No.
Why not, man? It's fucking delicious. Sausage, all that shit.
I'll do any of that stuff you just said if you try peanut butter on onion.
I mean, mayonnaise is delicious.
So is peanut butter and so is onions.
I mean, peanut butter I'll give you. Onions I'll give you. Put them together. I'm not so sure.
Well, but
I've heard people doing peanut butter and mayonnaise before. That sounds fucking gross.
That sounds gross. Gross. So, but dude, yeah, my mom used to do that sandwich, but she also had cucumbers on it. That sounds gross. So it was peanut butter, onions, and cucumbers.
Whoa. I'll eat the shit out of it. We do tomato sandwiches all the time. Just mayonnaise, tomato, sometimes a little mustard, a little garlic salt, something like that.
Some pepper? Yeah, dude, I'll do that.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't mind that, but...
I like to split up, romaine. Split that. That's my favorite tomato. Split that up. Just put some pepper on it. Maybe it's just a little bit of mustard even. Hmm. Then put it on a bread roll.
I don't mind that. I hear you.
I will take a tomato to work just to put on a fresh bread roll.
Oh, you're one of those fucking weirdos. I gotcha.
Oh, so good though, dude. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah.
You guys are sketchy.
So if I throw some mayonnaise on there, we are best friends. But if take the mayonnaise away and I'm one of those guys.
Exactly. Then we just become best friends.
Nope, because I'm not putting the mayonnaise on.
Well, on that note then. All right, I am, real quick before you get into where we're at, we have teamed up with DraftingSleepers.com. Please go check that out. Swags, me and you still trying to figure out, like, we need to do maybe an episode, you know, with a lot of questions from there, discussions or something like that, and get them a little bit more involved too. But check out DraftingSleepers.com. I am 2DrinkMinimum on the Fantasy Life app. I am FL, 2DrinkMinimum on Twitter and SleeperBot. You are.
I am Swagzilla on the Fantasy Life app, Swagzilla OG on Twitter and SleeperBot.
Check out the @FF_breakdown Twitter account. That's the podcast handle. Please come check us out there. You can DM me any questions. Tag me in something. I'll get it retweeted if you want to put a poll up or something like that. I try to get to you or respond back to there as soon as I can. I'm not as quick on the Fantasy Life app. Real quick, one more time, Toys for Tots, find that link. You know, find that pinned tweet on all of our stuff. Just donate what you can. Let's crush last year's goal. Let's get some money for these kids. Find some, you know, get them some awesome toys. Nobody wants to see those kids with no toys at Christmas. Episode 24. Let's call it a wrap.
Dude, Antonio McDice was a badass.
I never said he wasn't a badass. Nobody thinks of Antonio McDice at 24.
I do.
Nobody.
I do.
Shouldn't.
He's the first player that came to mind.
Oh man, no way.
I was curious whose yours would be. Man, I just like before his knees went out though and stuff, and I imagine those like dunks he used to do, dude, and then when he started playing for Detroit, that guy helped us out so much. I was so disappointed we didn't win him one. But
yeah.
You know?
Dang, I could have gone. Yeah, I mean, I went Kobe. I could have gone Rick Barry.
But no McDice.
Nope. I mean, he's not even a name that comes up. I mean, I could have gone fucking, like, I could have gone Ken Griffey Jr.
But really, I don't remember him playing basketball.
Probably where, did you say basketball favorite point?
I did, yeah.
Let's see how much I paid attention. Why went Kobe then?
No, Kobe's a good one. Right.
All right, that wasn't as bad, right? About 45? Still long.
What'd you say?
I said that wasn't as bad. It's still, what, about 40 minutes, 45?
Still can't hear you.
Are you fucking for real?
No.
No. What a dick.